Truth and Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people, who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I saw the most incredible checkpoint refusal. And you know, the border checkpoints are completely unconstitutional. And there have been several videos of people saying, no, am I being detained? Am I being detained? I do not consent to any searches. I will not answer any questions. What's your name and badge number? What's your name and badge number? Some of the times, the border agents will crack windows and do all sorts of crazy things, and other times they might just flag them through out of frustration. But I saw the most incredible checkpoint refusal to date, and I've seen a lot of them. I really get a kick out of watching people be, what do they call that? Civil dissidents? And I got the audio to play for you. I'm going to just start the show off with this because this is really amazing. This person has a hidden camera that filmed it all. This is from today, April 1st, 2014.
How are you doing, sir?
I was doing great.
Tell me, sir, are you a U.S. citizen?
Am I being detained?
Excuse me?
Are you detaining me?
Are you one of those guys? That's great. More citizens should know their rights. No, sir, you are not being detained. I would need probable cause for that. In fact, if you want to get technical, according to Section 18.7 of the Border Patrol Inspector's Field Manual governing internal checkpoints, I need to have a reasonable suspicion that you are both an alien and inside the country illegally before I can detain you. And then, of course, there are the numerous constitutional issues at play, which I'm sure you're aware of. Do you have a copy of the pocket constitution? You don't have to answer that here. Why don't I just give you one of mine? Here's two, actually. That one's in English. This one's in Arabic, if you need that. Are you recording me? Is that on? Are you recording me right now?
Oh.
No, you don't have to answer. No, according to the Supreme Court, Florida v. Roar, Terry v. Ohio, you're well within your rights not to respond. Truth is, I shouldn't even be asking you about anything not directly regarding your citizenship. But hey, I won't tell if you won't, okay? Well, but you know, you got me there, all right? You got me there. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you my card, all right? It's got my badge number at the bottom, and I wrote my direct supervisor's email on the back there. So if you have any questions at all, you just contact us, okay? You don't have to answer that either. You have a good day, sir.
It's cool. I got it in my pocket.
That's how it's done, folks.
Don't consent to searches.
That was from Reason.tv. And, well, if only all Border Patrol agents were equipped with the knowledge that was just brought to the airwaves. Awesome stuff. We got a lot of news to cover tonight. I want to talk about why your next car will definitely have a rear-view camera, whether you want it or not. Also, let's talk about Sri Lanka, and they have been taking major stands against Monsanto, and there was a major breakthrough today. I'll talk about that major breakthrough. I want to highlight when countries stand up against Monsanto and they say, no, we're not going down with your GMOs. We're not letting you exploit our farmers and exploit our land and our food and our people. Heck no. Get out, Monsanto. Go back to where you came from. Hell. Also want to talk about the Harvard study that says fluoridated water is causing cognitive disorders. A newly published study, you might have heard of the Harvard study that was published a while back that showed fluoride lowers the IQ in children. Well, a newly published study from the Lancet weighs in on the toxins causing autism and ADHD. Researchers from the Harvard School of Public Health and the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai say that along with these numerous environmental toxins, fluoridated water is adding to the higher incident of both cognitive and behavioral disorders. But don't worry, folks. Continue to fluoridate your children. It'll help with their teeth. Right? It'll help with their teeth. So, that's all you have to worry about. All about the teeth. And listen to this news report from one of the lamestream media outlets. Local police departments are tracking your every move. Al Jazeera did a piece on this. Folks, note, the watchers hate being watched. They can track you all day long, but you can't track them. At some point, I want to play most of this piece because I think it's very interesting and it really hits the issue hard. So stand by for that. In addition to all of the aforementioned topics, we'll also be taking your calls throughout the duration of the show tonight. 800-313-9443, and we may have a special guest pop in at some point. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but we might have a special guest come in and join us for a bit. On this April Fool's show, don't be a fool. You're going to want to listen to all of this. I guarantee it. And speaking of April Fool's, did you see any good April Fool's jokes? Did you experience any inappropriate April Fool's jokes? There's a lot of jokes out there that are inappropriate, you know. Hi, honey. Oh, my God. I just got in a car accident. No, not funny, even on April Fool's. I'm not going to fly. But, well, that little piece we just played on the Border Patrol, that was a good April Fool's, kind of. So there are some appropriate April Fool's jokes, and maybe you don't get into that kind of thing. It's so prevalent in our culture today, it's hard to avoid people at least acknowledging the notion of April Fool's and what it consists of. So I want to hear about your April Fool's as well. Is there any conscious conspiracy April Fool's anecdotes that you want to share with me? If so, I'd love to hear from you on those topics. Let's see here. Hi, Mom. The news report just came out. Building 7 was brought down in free fall speed, and 9/11 was an inside job, Mom. Yeah, it's all over the news. You think if it was on the news, they'd believe it? Even if it wasn't on April Fool's? Or is the joke on the general public? The real fools, the real sheep. And then I don't blame them. I don't like to call people sheeple and, you know, derogatorily refer to those who are perhaps not willing or able to see what's going on. But if I could for a moment just look at the perspective of the occult, of the powers that shouldn't be. They consider the masses to be fools. And they're laughing at all of the fools, all of the brainwashed morons that can't see what's really going on. Now, that doesn't make up my listeners, or my listeners don't make up the aforementioned demographic. But the masses, unfortunately, tend to. All right, when we come back, let's get into this local police department's being tracked and tracking your every move. Justin
Show. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200. The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Can you not hear my audio playing? Weird. Since when does my audio not play correctly? Could you hear my clip earlier tonight? Let's try to play this clip again. Local police department's tracking your every move. Take two. Can you hear that? What? You're fired. All right. That's annoying. Sri Lanka bans Monsanto herbicide, citing deadly link to kidney disease. Sri Lanka has decided to completely ban glyphosate from their country. It's the active ingredient in Monsanto's Roundup herbicide. In doing so, they join a growing list of countries that have or are doing the same thing. The ban comes out of concern that the chemical may be linked to a fatal kidney disease that could kill agricultural workers. Glyphosate was patented as a herbicide by Monsanto in the early 1970s, and it's the most widely used herbicide in the world. Chronic kidney disease has been affecting poor farming regions all over the world, and a new study that was published in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health suggests that Roundup, or glyphosate, becomes highly toxic to the kidney once mixed with hard water or metals like cadmium and arsenic. These metals often exist naturally in the soil or are added via the fertilizer. An investigation carried out by medical specialists and scientists has revealed that kidney disease was mainly caused by glyphosate. President Mahinda Rajapaksa. All right, let me try that again. Mahinda Rajapaksa has ordered the immediate removal of glyphosate from local market soon after he was told of the contents of the report. The new study also noted that even the World Health Organization found that chronic kidney disease is caused by exposure to pesticides. Nasty stuff, huh? Well, good for Sri Lanka. I hope other countries continue to jump in on that positive trend. Your next car will have a rear-view camera, whether you want one or not. Whether you're backing out of the garage in an SUV the size of a Balkan state or in a zippy little Prius, the government doesn't trust your ability to not maim little Billy or Grandpa, who are apparently crawling around the driveway in the suburban terrain and hiding from your every backup. That's why the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is requiring vehicle manufacturers to include rear-view camera systems in many vehicles starting in 2016 and expects full compliance by 2018. To reduce the risk of devastating backover crashes involving vulnerable populations, including very young children, explains a report, the administration is issuing the final rule to expand the required field of view for all passenger cars, trucks, multi-purpose passenger vehicles, buses, and low-speed vehicles with a gross vehicle weight of less than 10,000 pounds. The field of view needs to be 10 by 20 feet directly behind the vehicle, which can only be achieved with a camera. Just how devastating are these types of crashes? Well, the NHTSA, which operates under the Department of Transportation, tallies 210 fatalities and 15,000 injuries every year. Each one of these incidents is tragic. But for a federal authority to issue broad regulations seems a little arbitrary, since about twice as many Americans die falling out of bed each year, and four times as many die falling off household furniture, an And America's war with lounging devices doesn't even scratch the surface of the top cause of death. Somebody on the chat room at Bob Tuscan, on this article that we have posted on Bob Tuscan under the comments section wrote, backup cameras are an excellent idea. Seems like I recall lots of people, me included, complaining when seatbelts became mandatory. But today, I never leave the driveway without a seatbelt on, and neither does anyone else with a grain of common sense. What do you think? Do you think this is, well, scary and another aspect, another nuance of 1984, if we don't already have enough of that already? Or do you think this is a good safety feature that can help people, that ought to be implemented in all cars by 2018? I'll let you decide. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll be taking your calls throughout the duration of the show tonight. And I'll pause for a moment to talk to Ralph in California. Hello, Ralph.
Can you hear me?
I can. Hello? Now. What's up, man? Hi.
Yeah. Yeah, I was calling regarding the safety feature they're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, I heard it was either today or yesterday. I think it was today or earlier today. One of those NPR stations. And basically he was saying it would be better if they did. And primarily because, and they've already been doing this already, the car companies. Because they said because of the consumer demand. And I go, yeah, right. I don't see a big, huge demand on this feature, but I guess it's going to be pressed upon us. And it's just another way of Big Brother making its way in.
Yeah, it seems like that's the case. What else could they monitor with these cameras?
Everything. Well, I do installations for bringing internet, TV, and phone service to the homes. And I know some of these new TVs, you know, the 3D, whatever, but some of these TVs have cameras built in. They pop up on the top. Have you seen those?
No.
Yes. I go, well, okay, great. Now you're inviting everyone just to see what you look like and everything they got. NSA and whoever else the government wants to look at. It's just, they do it as a neat feature, but all you're doing is inviting people in to look at what you got and what you're doing.
You're on the money, Ralph. Thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate it. We got to take another quick break, and we'll be back in just seconds.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Hey, boys and girls, that important day is almost here, Election Day, and we're counting on you to do your duty and vote. Yeah, your vote is statistically irrelevant and won't change anything, but it's still important that you participate in the process. Of course, voting isn't going to do you any good. It never did, and it never will. You know that. But we still need you to participate in the pseudo-religious ritual called democracy. And here's why. You gotta vote. To keep up the illusion that the people are in control. You gotta vote for one of two narcissistic megalomaniacs with no soul. You gotta vote so when they rob you blind, they can say it was with your consent. You gotta vote so that when they lie, cheat, and steal, you think it's you they represent.
I'm allowed to hide in a booth and press a button, and that makes me important.
Worried that you're uninformed and know nothing about the candidates? Who cares? It doesn't matter which empty suit puppet you support. What matters is that you continue to legitimize your own subjugation and enslavement by playing the game. See, voting lets your masters know that they can do whatever they want to you, and all you'll ever do is pathetically beg for mercy. So pointlessly obsess over elections while they extract from you every scrap of wealth, dignity, or freedom you had left. You gotta vote to keep up the illusion that the people are in control. You gotta vote for one of two narcissistic megalomaniacs with no soul. You gotta vote so when they rob you blind, they can say it was with your consent. You gotta vote so that when they try and rule the world, you'll think it's you they represent. Yeah, you gotta vote. Repeat after me, boys and girls. You gotta vote. Choosing between two slave masters is just as good as being free. You gotta vote. The politicians only want power so they can serve you. You gotta vote. If we didn't have them ruling us, we'd be killing and eating each other. You gotta vote. Extortion and thuggery are good things, but they're called law. You gotta vote. Hey, they're elected, so they have the right to do anything they want to you. You gotta vote. People who blindly obey the state are noble, upstanding citizens. You gotta vote. People who disobey the politicians are criminals and terrorists. You gotta vote. If you don't vote, you can't complain. You gotta vote.
If you're finally ready to accept the fact that your vote means nothing, and if you want to know what is needed to actually achieve freedom and justice, then you need to read The Most Dangerous Superstition, available at Amazon.com or LarkinRose.com.
You gotta vote. You gotta give it up for Larkin Rose on that one, man. What a kick-ass little piece that is. You gotta vote! April Fools. April Fools. I was telling you about this Harvard study. Researchers from Harvard School of Public Health said that along with these numerous environmental toxins, fluoridated water, is adding to the higher incidence of both cognitive and behavioral disorders. But no, it's for the teeth, folks. Don't worry. Harvard had already published a study in 2006 that pointed out that fluoride has a developmental neurotoxin associated with it, and that this newer study looks to over 27 additional investigations into the matter via analysis. The study calls the effect from this chemical a silent epidemic that mainstream media and many scientific papers have ignored. You're telling me. Oh, I felt a sneeze coming on. Excuse me. Hate when that happens. I've been suffering from allergies. Uh-oh. It's coming. Hold on. Hold on. Let me... I'm having a sneeze attack here. Let me play a little bit more of Larkin Rose here for a second.
Right to do anything they want to you. You gotta vote. People who blindly obey the state are noble, upstanding citizens. You gotta vote. People who disobey the politicians are criminals and terrorists. You gotta vote.
They're definitely terrorists. Criminals, I don't know, but definitely terrorists. So. Jeez, if I keep sneezing, I don't know how much more of this show I'll be able to do tonight. It's killing me. These allergies, I thought they went away, and then they came back, and who knows? Anyways, Let's see, what else do I got to get to? Oh, man. Let's see what I can do here. Have you ever heard Larkin's The Jones Plantation? Let's play a clip from this as I keep sneezing here. If you don't know who Larkin Rose is, well, you got to check out all of his stuff. LarkinRose.com. We've had him on the show before. He's been a featured speaker both times at the Free Your Mind Conference. Really great stuff.
Mr. Jones owned a cotton plantation and many slaves. One day he was talking to the owner of the plantation next to his, and Mr. Jones was lamenting the fact that times were tough. He was having to work his slaves harder than ever, and was having trouble with some.
I don't know why it's working and then not working. Things are not going my way tonight, Mr. Producer, are they? Having a rough time. Okay, let's go on and see if I can prevent my nose from tickling a sneeze on every 5 seconds here. By the way, we have a donation tab up on the website, which is brand new. We have a podcast feature on BobTuska.com now, a podcast. And we also have a newsletter feature. So you can go and check out a newsletter from BobTuska.com with some of the news and highlights from each month. So check that out. If you get a chance, just go to the website, BobTuskin.com. All right, Jill, help me out here. I'm dying here from allergies and sneezing. It's hard to do a radio show when you keep sneezing, huh?
I know, Bob. Hey, Bob, I just wanted to say, if they are putting fluoride in the water, and there's a report just came out, what about all those people that are committing crimes out there that are changing behavior and all that stuff? I think that's a get-out-of-jail-free card now. You know, and they just start suing all these people by putting this fluoride in the water. Why don't we just blame the fluoride in the water if it's changing behavior on people?
All right, so what you're saying is that criminals, people who do actual crimes, right, not just the fake war on drug stuff, but actual criminals, will use fluoride as an excuse to apologize for their behaviors? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm not saying most of it like that. But what about if we start suing the government on the basis of fluoride or on the basis of water being fluoridated and changing our behavior from normal behavior to criminal behavior?
So, well, I mean, it would make sense that the powers that shouldn't be want to breed little criminals after all, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it fills up their prisons. We have more people in jail per capita than anywhere else in the world. Juvenile delinquency is a real issue.
Exactly. So what about if we just start blaming them because of the water and all the fluoride in the water, which is changing our behavior, I guess, from good, normal behavior to bad.
That's a very good thought, Jill, and I appreciate your call. It's a combination of things. It's the fluoride, it's the food, it's the air, it's everything. And it's also the stimulation from, or the lack of, for that matter, from the indoctrination camps.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt, and so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
With
without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Well, after 13 years of U.S. occupation in Afghanistan and the war on drugs, opium cultivation is a record all-time high. Opium poppy cultivation in Afghanistan rose 36% in 2013, a record high according to the 2013 Afghanistan Opium Survey released today in Kabul by the Ministry of Counter-Narcotics. Meanwhile, opium production amounted to 5,500 tons, up by almost a half since 2012. Calling the news sobering, Yuri Fedodov, executive director of UNODC, stressed that the situation poses a threat to the health, stability, and development in Afghanistan and beyond. What is needed is an integrated, comprehensive response to the drug problem. Counter-narcotic efforts must be an integral part of the security development and institution-building agenda. The area under cultivation ran to 209,000 HA from the previous year's total of 154,000 HA, higher than the peak of 193,000 reached in 2007. Also, two provinces, Balkh and Faryab, lost their poppy-free status, leaving 15 provinces poppy-free this year, compared with the 17 that they had last year. Well, I guess the war on terror took priority to the war on drugs. Well, we know they're both a fraud. Did you hear about this? Interesting story. DARPA launches Biological Technologies Office. Listen to what the DARPA director, Arati Prabhakar, says. Biology is nature's ultimate innovator, and an agency that hangs its hat on innovation would be foolish not to look to this master of networked complexity for inspiration and solutions. Technology, like biology, constantly evolves. It is DARPA's mission to stay ahead of the shifting technology curve by making critical early investments in areas that cut across fields of research and enable revolutionary new capabilities for U.S. national security. Now DARPA is poised to give unprecedented prominence to a field of research that can no longer be considered peripheral to technology's evolving nature. Starting today, biology takes its place among the core sciences that represent the future of defense technology. DARPA has created a new division, the Biological Technologies Office, to explore the increasingly dynamic intersection of biology and the physical sciences. Its goals are to harness the power of biological systems by applying the rigorous tools of engineering and related disciplines, and to design next-generation technologies that are inspired by insights gained from the life sciences. BTO's programs will operate across a wide range of spatial and temporal scales, from individual cells to human and other organisms and the communities in which they operate, and from the time it takes for a nerve to fire to the time it may take a new virus to spread around the world, one sneeze at a time. Oh, geez, I hope I don't start sneezing again. All told, Biological Technologies Office, BTO, will explore the intricate and highly adapted mechanisms of natural processes and demonstrate how they can be applied to the mission of national defense. BTO expands on the instrumental work undertaken by DARPA's Defense Sciences and Microsystems Technology offices, recent progress in such diverse disciplines as neuroscience, sensor design, microsystems, computer science, and other long-standing areas of DARPA investment had begun to converge, revealing newly emergent potential ready to be realized. The Biological Technologies Office will advance and expand on a number of earlier DARPA programs that made preliminary inroads into the biotechnological frontier, said Jeff Ling, named DARPA's director, Arati Prabhakar, to be the first director of BTO. He says, "We've been developing the technological building blocks. We've been analyzing our results, and now we're saying publicly to the research and development community, We are ready to start turning the resulting knowledge into practical tools, capabilities. But what does this really mean? Well, I'm going to break this down for you. Three research focus areas reflect the scale and scope of BTO's mission. Restore and maintain warfighter abilities. This is what they say. Because military readiness depends on the health and well-being of service members, a critical focus is on cultivating new discoveries that help maintain peak warfighter abilities and restoring those abilities as quickly and fully as possible when they are degraded, including through the development of advanced prosthetics and neural interfaces. BTO will seek to develop new technologies and therapeutic strategies for addressing current and emerging threats, but its work will extend beyond medical applications to include exploration of complex biological issues that can affect a warfighter's ability to operate and interact in the biological and physical world. The next thing they set out to do is harness biological systems. What does that mean? Well, the highly evolved functional and synthetic capabilities of biological systems, according to them, can be harnessed to develop new products and systems in support of national security with advantages over what even the most advanced conventional chemistry and manufacturing technologies can achieve. BTO seeks to establish a fundamental understanding of a natural process and the underlying design rules that govern the behavior of biological systems, and apply that knowledge to forward engineer new systems and products with novel functionality. There's more to that aspect of it, and I'm still wrapping my head around this, but I think there might be something pretty darn compelling in this story here, and that's why I'm spending so much time covering it tonight. The third thing they want to do, not the last, but the third thing I'll highlight here, is to apply biological complexity at scale. What does that mean? Biological systems operate over an enormous range of spatial, physical, and temporal scales, they say. Some organisms thrive as individual cells, but most depend on dynamic interactions with other species. Humans, for example, are colonized by communities of foreign cells that greatly outnumber their own and have potentially significant but still largely mysterious impacts on the metabolism, psychological state, performance, and health. A better understanding of the interactions between mammalian and non-mammalian species and micro and macro organisms could foster new approaches to enhancing mental and physical health in routine and threatening situations. Similarly, disease vectors migrate around the globe slowly and stealthily at times, and at other times in devastating waves of breathtaking speed, reflecting poorly understood dynamics that can undermine national security. And because they are so difficult to parse from large biological and ecological phenomena, population levels affects of relevance to agriculture and food security remain largely unplumbed. When we come back, we're going to go to a piece that we did with Ken Rolla on the geoengineering issue, on the HAARP issue, on so much more. Of course, there was that major earthquake off the coast of Chile. We'll talk about this sort of technology and what we can do, more importantly, to combat it and protect our health.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial